following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Hot and humid today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. A lot of construction going on around the station here.
I don't know if our listeners can hear that or not, but the building is shaking.
Yeah, a lot of jackhammers going on.
Sure.
So you had jury duty last week.
Last Monday I had jury duty. Yes, I did.
How did that go?
It was
with your knowledge of being a fully informed jury.
Right. I sat there for 6 hours and did nothing.
Really?
I read The Hobbit.
Oh, they never even got you in a courtroom for a voir dire.
Nope. I sat there and sat there and sat there. I had a nice hour and a half break for lunch. Went down to the Bean. It was a beautiful day downtown Chicago. I love spending a nice day in Chicago, especially when they gave me, it turned out to be like $2.50 an hour to sit there all day long and do nothing.
Yeah.
And it cost me more for the train ticket there and back. And,
right.
You know, whatever. Whatever
oh,
with
well.
That. And I was kind of hoping you'd call me into a court case, but they never called me.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is too bad. I was going to get all involved in it, too. I was really looking forward to it. I was there. I was ready, doing my part.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Oh, well.
Nothing at
Maybe
all.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. I'm continuing the blackout of, even though, you know, this, after... Coming from behind that team that you know that I used to support decades ago, that's the kind of thing that brings you back in, only to get hurt eventually.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
So we won't even talk about that. Stupid and/or outrageous regulation of the week. I'm going to have to go with Obama's healthcare proposal. And he's been promising.
Mm-hmm.
That the healthcare reform he's talking about will enable average Americans, all Americans, to get the same kind of coverage that Congress gets. And from what I understand, at least from Betsy McCaughey in the Wall Street Journal, that's all empty rhetoric.
Okay.
She states that what they're really going to give you is more HMO-like regulation stuff. What she says, push Americans into stingy insurance plans with tight HMO-style controls. And here's the kicker, and this is what made me think this is the outrageous regulation of the week. It specifically exempts members of Congress from this plan. Now, there's a surprise.
Oh, boy.
So there they go again, wanting to pass legislation that they'll exempt themselves from. Now, to me, that's just it's unconstitutional, 14th Amendment. Equal protection under the laws, mm-hmm, it seems to mm-hmm. me, as well as the edict in the Constitution that there will be no titles of nobility. I think along with titles are the accouterments of nobility. And in a sense, that's what they're putting themselves as nobles, because they exempt themselves from the laws they pass.
Sure, absolutely.
It's really outrageous. The author of this article even points out, if you want to check it out, the exemptions are in Section 3116. So I believe if you go to, let's see, what is that online? Thomas, I think it's thomas.gov.
Thomas.gov.
I think so. That's where supposedly the bills are supposed to be online. That's what... Gingrich started years ago. Whether or not it's still there or not, but I believe it was Thomas for Thomas Jefferson. Thomas.gov, I think. Or just search healthcare bill or whatever on Google.
Now, this was one of his campaign promises.
Yes, I specifically do remember that.
Yeah,
that
you
you'd be able to get the same coverage that we in Congress get. And evidently it's not true, and again, Congress could exempt themselves from this BS. Oh, it's so completely outrageous. And then, of course, we have something going on in Iran right now.
Oh, boy.
Which is quite interesting. I'm still not sure what to make of it. And one is inclined, though, to see demonstrations for freedom. One's inclined to want to support that. And, you know, the question is, does intervention do the dissidents more good or less good? It's a tough issue that's being debated amongst the pundits right now, and I'd love to debate it here on the show today. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about health care and anything else you want to talk about, because it's open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. While the jackhammer's jackhammer, we can hear it here. I don't know if you folks can hear it, but, yeah, it's pretty loud. It's amazing. You can hear it through the building.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line, 931-1410, and we will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings open line today, folks. We haven't had one in a while, actually, so this should be fun.
Sure.
Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. We've got these demonstrations and some of them turning violent, and evidently, I think the government seems to be instigating most of the violence against these demonstrators, calling the demonstrations illegal, calling them inspired by U.S. government and Great Britain, blah, blah, blah. Although, I'll tell you what, this one writer whom I just tremendously respect, who's really smart and I hardly ever disagree with, Paul Craig Roberts. We've had him on the show. He is suggesting that some of this demonstration is CIA inspired. And it wouldn't be the first time. That's the problem. It wouldn't be the first time. A lot of the problems of the Middle East, from the U.S. perspective, stems from CIA involvement of getting rid of the duly elected president of Iran back in 1953, whom Barack Obama alluded to back in his Cairo speech. CIA helped oust this duly elected president and prop up the Shah of Iran, Shah Pahlavi, and who reigned over Iran as a dictator for the next, 28 years or something like that. And of course, the people of Iran resented that, and that resentment has carried to this day. And if indeed the CIA is involved in this, I mean, I would love to think that it's just 100% inspired by the Iranian people wanting, you know, true freedom. That would be great. That would be wonderful. But the U.S. government has such a dark, dismal history of intervention in these kind of matters. You just don't know. Now, the question is whether or not CIA is inspired this demonstration or not. I think the emotional response from most of us is, well, let's try to help him. Let's try to help him win this victory over Ahmadinejad, who's obviously a dictator and a tyrant. But what do we do? What does the United States do? If you give empty rhetoric, does that help the cause, or are the dissidents painted as United States sympathizers and just counter-revolutionaries to the real revolution of Iran or whatever, something like that? Does it make oppression even easier for the Iranian government over these dissidents? If we give empty rhetoric, and if you don't give empty rhetoric, if you do more than that, if you actually get involved in sending personnel in Iran to try to help things, does that foment civil war? And if that's foment civil war, is that a good thing? Is that something we should be involved in? Is that something we can actually pay for?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And I think so. I think Barack Obama is really being pretty smart about this right now. He's just keeping a real low key, low profile on the whole thing. Of course, the neocons are going nuts right now. They're saying we have to do, you know, this and that.
Well, in this case, I'd like to see what Iran has to do about it. I mean, they have the protesters out there protesting the illegal election, and then you've got the dictatorship telling them, you better stop protesting or we're going to wipe you out. I'd like to see the people out there have a true revolution and say, no, this is what the majority of us want, with or without what you're going to do to us. I mean, a lot of people are going to die. It's going to be tragic, but I don't want to say better them dying than the United States dying, but yeah, better them dying
they want. It's their business.
It's what they want.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And that would be wonderful if they actually succeeded in fomenting this revolution.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
In favor of true freedom. That would be great. I think you're right, though. I think America gets involved, it taints the whole process.
Of course it does. And it taints the whole process for all the Middle Eastern, all the Islamic people, all the Muslims out there. They say, no, this is something that the United States wants us to do. Not
right.
Truly. And that's what happened in Iraq.
Well, yeah.
Whether they want to be free or not is beside the point by now, because everyone's going to look at it like, well, the United States wanted you to be free. And they made it happen, not the real people. And that wasn't a true revolution. So, and that's just my opinion.
Well, I think we've solved the world's problems. I think I could just go home now.
right?
Does anybody have any differing opinion? It seems to me that we've – Mike and I have solved it here. I'd love to hear differing opinions. I mean, I don't know. I think this is a really interesting, tough geopolitical situation I'd love to hear other comments on. So we got that on the table, and we have healthcare on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand right now, Obama's having a hard time pushing his plan through Congress. There are a lot of people starting to really worry about the cost factor here. They're talking about $1.6 trillion.
My.
You know, and they keep on mentioning these 47 million people without healthcare. They never really get into the details of that. My understanding is that a majority of those people are actually choosing. They could possibly afford it, but are choosing. They figure it's too costly compared to what their health situation they think is at the time. A lot of people are young,
mm-hmm.
in their 20s, and don't really, you know, for good or bad reasons, feel that health care insurance is not for them. And, you know, this is America, folks, and shouldn't those people have the right to decide that? Now, the countervailing argument is that we're paying for these people anyway right now. When they go to emergency care, they're getting treated, and it's boosting the prices, the costs, health care costs that are borne by everybody else who pays for health care insurance. And that may be true, but maybe the problem is the is the policy that forces hospitals to take these patients. I know that's kind of a harsh look at things. If somebody is in dire care and you say, no, if you can't pay for it, we can't. You know, I just don't think hospitals are going to turn people away anyway, to be honest with you. I just don't think there should be a mandate. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me, if we didn't have this huge, big income tax or just huge tax burden in general on the American people, that there could be charitable organizations, there could be trusts, there could be all sorts of foundations developed that would help to pay for the health care of those who can't do it. In fact, that's what used to happen back in the 50s and earlier is, on the individual basis, family doctors, there's a concept, those doctors that actually used to make house calls, they would, if someone couldn't afford it, they would still give the health care, or there'd be a declining rate. They would say, well, what can you afford? Or maybe on the country level, it was a barter situation. But people did get cared for. There was no health care crisis in the 50s, in the 40s, before the government got so involved in health care. And the same is should be true with all these. See, the charitable, what the government's done is it's usurped the traditional responsibilities of voluntary care, which should be through extended families, neighbors, churches, charitable organizations, that sort of thing. Government's usurped it, and, you know, through as far as welfare is concerned, you know, 80%, 80 cents on the dollar that's allocated for welfare is eaten up by the bureaucracy in Washington. So I'd love to hear about your opinions on the health care or Iran or anything else you'd like. So give us a call at 847-931-1410, and we do have Therese. Hi, Therese.
Hi, Ken. Regarding health care, what you're saying is right. A lot of doctors and hospitals do help people. Nobody's turned away. And a lot of people don't want health insurance. I didn't have it for a long time. And a lot of us, some people like me, stay away from hospitals and doctors.
Like the plague.
And drugs. You're not kidding. I will not take any drugs. For as old as I am, I'm not on any drugs. And I don't intend to take any because I have yet to see people get better when they start taking drugs. And then I've known people personally that have taken one drug for something and then another drug to counteract the reaction from the first drug second and the third.
Exactly. And that happens all the time. It happens every person I've ever talked to that's being treated with something, and it's usually steroids, it seems. That's the catch-all. Mm-hmm. It's other things too, but a lot of times it's steroids. Right. And you're absolutely right. It kind of solves the one problem, and then they find they've developed a worse problem that they have to take more stringent drugs for that will possibly half solve that problem, which creates even a huger problem.
This is true, and I've seen this happen to people.
All the time. I've hardly ever heard of a case where the drug has just solved the problem, and then that was it. I think that's a rarity. I really do.
It is. Only for short term, sometimes in an emergency or going for something like that.
Right.
Not to stay on there long term.
Right.
No way at all. Not only that, the government cannot handle anything. They have not done anything right. We just don't want more government control. And regarding dictators, you were talking about Iran. What about our dictator in the Oval Office here in the United States? We have a dictator.
How many czars do we have?
Oh, my golly.
I think it's over 20.
Disgusting. It's disgusting what he's getting away with.
Well, it's not just him. It's a building development, no matter if it's Republican or Democrat.
You're right.
And it's just the fact that Obama is the latest one, so this parabolic curve of power has reached to such an extent that whoever becomes president just multiplies the power factor. And that's what Obama has done.
It does. Not only that, he's a puppet. He's being told what to do, but they found an egomaniac like him because he does do it. He has an ego, you know, as big as...
Oh, he does. Yo, absolutely. He thinks he's smarter. I really believe he thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and he is needed to solve America's problems. That's what we need. Smart.
No, he's going to make it more worse. And then regarding the issue of the United States interfering, we have interfered in all the countries for the longest time, and maybe you're too young to remember. Diem of South Vietnam, he was murdered, and our CIA did that.
Right.
And I remember his wife came over here talking about it. She was on television. I remember watching her. Then all of a sudden, she's not on TV anymore. They won't show her. And this is not the first time we haven't, if Paul Craig Roberts is right about it, thinking that the CIA is fomenting stuff over things going on over there. But I say just stay out of it. Stay out of other countries. This is why we are in trouble today, because we've been meddling in countries for many, many years through the CIA. As a matter of fact, has there ever been an investigation on the CIA, what they really do, where all the money goes?
Well, I believe back in 72, the Church Committee did some investigating and curtailed things for a while. But by the time I think Reagan became president, I think it was all bets were off on that. Mm-hmm. And who knows? Maybe even during Ford and Carter's administrations, they probably were doing the same stuff all the time. And you're right. It's because there's no accountability. They had these closed hearings anytime they talk about anything about the CIA. It's not even constitutionally mandated.
No. Wasn't this started by Senior Bush? George Bush Senior. Didn't he start the CIA?
I don't know if he's. I don't think he started it, but he was a director.
He was head of it for a while.
He was a director. Yeah, for a while. Right. Okay. The most evil Bush of the tri-pirate.
And then what about the Federal Reserve? Ron Paul wants it audited. He's got. I think 200 sponsors.
224 is the latest 24? Count I heard, which is over a majority. Apparently, it should pass the House. Mm-hmm. Now, what's going to happen in the Senate? I don't know. I wonder if this is all just bread and circuses for the people, in a sense. I mean, I don't blame Ron Paul for this, but all these other people's, you know, they feel like they have to be a co-sponsor because that's what the people want right now. But they probably know that the Senate's going to kill it anyway. That's kind of my fear, is that the Senate's going to kill this thing. Because the legislation they're trying to get passed is giving even more draconian powers to the Federal Reserve.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And it should definitely be audited. Every department should be audited over there or scrutinized. And as you know, the government employees are getting bigger and bigger, and it's the largest employee, and Obama is employing more people for the rotten things he wants to do. And then also regarding the census, that should not be handled by the White House. And I'm going to do what Michelle Bachmann is going to do. The only thing we have to answer on that census is how many people live in the house. And that's all I'm going to do. Anything else.
Everything you've said this morning, Therese, I've the thought's coming to my mind, and I was going to make it, and then you've already hit it.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. No, that's fine.
Take the thunder.
That's exactly right, people, and that's what I've done in the past. Census takers come over, they're going to try to ask everything, every personal question possible about you and your household. All you have to say is there's two people, there's three people, there are four people living here. That's all you have to know. That's all that's constitutionally mandated. And there might be some threats, but nothing ever happens. Don't worry about it, folks.
Oh, I'm not going to worry about it. See, I did this the last time. The lady said, why are you mean to you? I said, I'm not mean to you. I said, I'm going according to the Constitution. You just have to know that one person lives there. That's all you have to know. And I said goodbye, and that was it.
Right.
And we have to do that. We cannot follow these unjust and immoral rules and regulations, all this baloney they're doing to us. We have to start fighting.
By the way,
yes. I'll see you at your picnic on Saturday.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Fundraiser to help. WRMN has been very patient with me over the last 11 years, and there's considerable debt's been accumulated. I haven't been able to raise all the money to pay for what we do here. And I felt it was about time that we try to take care of this. So we're going to have this fundraiser this Saturday. And it's going to be a pig roast with all the trimmings, refreshments,
Beer, I got the beer brewing right now, my own micro brew, two types, a light and a regular.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
And, oh, we're going to make ice cream, too. We got an ice cream maker now. So we're going to make ice cream there.
Nice.
We got an in-ground pool. There's going to be volleyball. We're going to have a bags tournament. Dixieland Band. The Dixieland Band. My friend Jack Kunzel is the banjo player for the Dixieland Band that play. I don't know if they still do, but they played for at Wrigley Field. So we're going to have a Dixieland Band around eight, after we eat, around 8 o'clock. And then a bonfire after that. It's going to be a great time, folks. And for only $25, you get all this. Children under 12, $10. Children under 5, free. It's going to be an absolute great time. And if anybody would like to attend and have a great time and help Freedom Rings retire this debt and sustain itself in the future and maybe go to a two-hour show, give me a call at 847-426-1974 for details of how to get there. And or send me an email note at ken@freedomrings.net. That's ken@freedomrings.net. And Therese, thanks for reminding me of that.
Okay, I'll send you an email because I don't know how to get there, so I'll email you.
We'll do.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks for your call, Therese, as always.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, this is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line, anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Hi, folks. Kenneth John here. I have a trusted friend, Lori Jenner, who is a well-respected realtor in the area. And Lori shares our political views. She has many years of experience and has a great grip on the current real estate market and the effects on the economy. Lori always works extremely hard to help buyers determine their needs, affordability, wants, and desires. She treats every client with great care, listens, and delivers when it comes to your real estate needs. Lori will donate one half her earnings from anyone referred by a listener buying a home in the next 3 months to keep Freedom Rings on the air. Let me repeat that. Lori will donate one half her earnings from anyone referred by a listener buying a home in the next 3 months to help keep Freedom Rings on the air. So give her a call. That's Lori Jenner of Keller Williams Success Realty. And that's at yourhometeamadvantage.com, yourhometeamadvantage.com. The phone number is 847-287-1432. That's 847-287-1432.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazzeri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazzeri. Make him your go-to tech guy.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and it's an open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy, give us a call at 847-931-1410. Let's go right back to the phones, and we have Mike. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ken, how you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm feeling a little slack in here. Following Teresa's kind of a tough road to hoe here.
So oh, she kind of just covered all the bases, didn't she?
Yeah, Teresa's a great person. I look forward to seeing her again at your fundraiser. And, you know, I just encourage everybody to come on out. We'll have some great conversation, a good time. You know, it'll be a great event. And I think, you know, if you enjoy this program, you really ought to support this event Saturday. I know I'm going to bring everybody I can drag down. So I look forward to seeing you, Nick, then.
Terrific. Same here.
Something I wanted to throw on the fire for you here. In the previous hour, we were talking about, you know, the government taking over health care, nationalizing it.
Right.
And I brought up the story about the VA hospital that just came out this morning on the national news. 92 out of 116 operations for a prostate problems was done wrong.
Oh.
92 out of 116 operations done wrong. And how did the government go about fixing this? They had the doctors go in and rewrite their surgery notes to change the parameters.
Well, that must be breaking. Where did you hear this?
It was on national news. I heard it on some of the other stations this morning. I'm just sitting here going, yeah.
Wow.
Now you know why I wouldn't go anywhere near a VA hospital. If I was dying and the VA hospital was across the street and I had to crawl 5 miles on my belly to get to another hospital, I'd crawl 5 miles knowing full well that if I survived to get to the door, I might survive. If I made it to the VA hospital, they'd probably kill me by amputating the other leg.
Well, if people want the efficiency of the post office and the compassion of the IRS and the professionalism of the VA hospitals, then they should love national health care.
Well, and we all know that, you know, what the government says and what the government does is always two different things, because they give you the soft pitch to get it across the plate, and, you know, whether it's low or high, they still call it a strike. Because once it's across the plate, there's nothing you can do about it since they're the referees. And one of the points I brought up earlier was, say you or your loved one goes into this fine government-run facility, and they say, well, you may have liver cancer. Come back in 9 months. We'll give you the test for it. Well, in 9 months, cancer can go a long way. So by not getting the test and not getting diagnosed, you can't get the treatment. And once the government runs the facility, you cannot sue them.
There you go.
Whereas now, a private doctor, you know, and this is part of the problem. I mean, I'm not all too happy. But the private doctor has that over his head, knowing that, you know, he has to give you the best treatment he can, because if he screws up and he does you harm, you're going to end up in a courtroom, or your, you know, family's going to end up in a courtroom trying to hold him accountable for his action.
Yeah, and we should take – a lot of Republicans are talking about tort reform, and there needs to be a certain type of reform, but there never should be taken away the right to sue for damages.
Right. Well, I'm a firm believer, you know, that because a lot of these juries give these outrageous awards, and, you know, and I'm all for somebody being compensated when they've been done wrong, but there's also excess on both sides of that, you know.
That has to do with jury instructions more than anything. I think if juries were allowed to be fully informed and more latitude, instead of being restricted by what the judge tells them, how they have to vote, how they have to act, how they have to think, I think we would have more sane jury awards and not the ridiculous ones we have today.
Right, but the thought I want to leave everybody with is, okay, you heard about this story at the VA hospital, 92 out of 116 surgeries done wrong, and the government solution was to rewrite medical reports to cover them up.
People should go to jail for that. Absolutely.
Right, how much play will ABC give to that this Thursday or whenever they're down at the White House promoting President Obama's socialist health care?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Mike, because it reminds me of a true story I have to tell involving myself. back during Hillary, when Hillary Care was being pushed, ABC tried the same thing. They had this, what they used to call for Nightline town hall meetings on the air. And they held one at the University of Chicago. And some of us caught wind of this, so we decided we're gonna go there and we're going to participate in this debate about national health care during Hillary's time. And being run by ABC, they made it sound like it was a real Democratic thing, a town meeting on the air. I made sure I was first in line to talk about this on the air. I made sure I got there early. I got in line early. I was first in line. The healthcare town meeting went on from 10:30 to 11:30 to 12:15, and I was yet to be called on. They had all these other people set up with all these whining stories of why they need government-run healthcare. And finally, after the break around 12:15, I was at a mic in the audience. They broke for commercial. I said, "Hey, Ted, how'd you like to hear from some real American, from a small businessman who really is affected by this kind of healthcare thing and think this is the wrong way to go?" And he actually motioned me over to the stage to talk about it, come over, and I asked him the same question. He says, "We'll put you on first." And see, I think healthcare, I think Ted was just like a puppet of the producers behind the scene that was really manipulating everything. But Ted made sure I got on the air and I made my points against national health care. And I love to take credit. I think I was the first one to shoot one off the bow or whatever of this health care that was being pushed by the media and the Clinton administration, and eventually, of course, we defeated that thing. So the same kind of stuff is happening now. I don't believe for a second that ABC is gonna run an honest, fair debate on this issue.
Well, it's like any puppet show. It's not watching the hand; it's watching the string that's attached to the hand, and watching who pulls the string. Because isn't ABC owned by General Electric?
No, that's NBC. That's NBC.
Oh, okay.
And actually, well, surprising, I saw, what's his name, the head of General Electric. It's just sometimers is it again. But he was on MSNBC this morning, and he is really talking against this whole national healthcare thing. And he actually said that to believe that spending $1.6 trillion was going to save money is absolutely absurd. And he was Jack Welch. He was making some great points, but that's NBC, not ABC.
Right. Well, it comes back to everything else. You know, when something's free, because I've been to the emergency room, with a kid with a broke finger, and we're sitting there next to somebody with a sniveling nose, and they're in there for a cold because they know they're never going to pay the bill. I'm sitting there going, if I had a cold, I'd stay home, eat some chicken soup, watch some TV, and wait 3 days.
Well, see, hospitals, those cases, I mean, hospitals should have the right to deny treatment people can't pay, and especially for those that are just ridiculous, that are not really emergencies. But the way that I think the laws are written now, they can't deny these people the health care for protecting the common cold.
Yep. Well, anyways, Ken, great show. Look forward to seeing you Saturday. And once again, everybody and your brother, come on down, bring your friends, bring your family, bring the kids. Like Kedden said, it's going to be a family-friendly event, so don't have to worry about any rude language or anything like that. So bring them on down, meet some people, and have a great time, and I'll keep listening, Ken.
Great. Thanks for your call, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, let's move on. We have Alexander. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, great. I want to talk about the Roe v. Wade decision and ACORN.
Okay. Go ahead.
And you're probably wondering, what's the linkage between the two? Well, here's the way it works. Which political party was most damaged by the Roe v. Wade decision? And most people don't know the answer. Well, I'll tell you the answer. It's very simple. Let us say...
This is like Beulah the Buzzer, the Truth or Consequences. You didn't even give me a chance to answer.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
I know how to answer my own questions. The other people's questions is a problem, but my own are easy.
Okay,
here
go
we go, boys and girls. It's like this. What if the 50 million babies that were killed through Roe v. Wade had been carried to term and they were all born? How would their mommies have raised them to vote. Well, naturally,
I guess you're just mostly Democrat.
Yeah. Mostly Democrat. So the party that has lost most from Roe v. Wade is the Democrat Party. So now they have finally figured out how to correct that terrible tragedy. Enter Acorn Stage Left. These people now will be involved in the census. They will recover the 50 million people that they lost. And these people will now be able to vote. Live people will come into the polls. They'll be voting in many different precincts over again and over again and over again. And the result will be that the people who call themselves Republicans, thanks to Acorn, they'll never win anything.
Well, if Acorn actually has any kind of role at all in this census process, I think everybody should revolt and not tell any census taker anything. I mean, that's such a tainted process if Acorn's involved. It is absolutely outrageous.
I agree with you. And I used to be pro-abortion. And when...
Well, to me, it doesn't even have anything to do with the abortion issue. It has to do with the Constitution. You know, Acorn has no business being involved in the census, period.
Well, yes, after what they've done in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, where now you have more people registered to vote than there are people. Hello, does that tell you something?
It's taking the lead from Chicago, that's all.
The Chicagofication of politics.
Yeah.
You see, after the 2000 and 2004 elections, there are brilliant people who call themselves Democrats who finally decided we can fight our way out of this paper bag. And they've done a brilliant job of registering the same people over again and over again and over again. And they have people in the educatariat who defend them. And they just... move on and laugh all the way to the bank.
Yeah, but of course, I have to, in fairness of equal time, I have to point out that the Republicans aren't immune to election fraud or election manipulation, especially due to the fact that they always try to put down any kind of true ballot access reform and are the first to challenge third-party candidates even to get on the ballot. They're just as bad. The Republicans and Democrats, it's a farce. And if we try to lecture other countries such as Iran on democracy, it's to the rest of the world, it's laughable.
But I mean, you're going into a supermarket, and there's the man dressed up in his Obama attire, and he says, can we register you to vote? And you say, that's not necessary, I'm already registered. And then his comeback is, but we have to upgrade your registration. Your registration has to be upgraded. Where does it say that in the Book of Rules? That a valid registration, has to be upgraded. Now, I assure you that if you fall for that stunt and your stuff gets upgraded, you'll never see a new registration sent to you. It'll go somewhere else. It's for the benefit of somebody else who will now use your registration to vote somewhere.
I don't doubt
probably
that.
Probably not in your precinct, but somebody else will have a registration in your name, and it'll be entered in a different precinct, and he'll go there after he's voted umpteen squat times elsewhere, and he will vote yet again and again and again, and the result is predictable.
I don't doubt that,
because they've got it made in the shade.
Yeah, you know, election fraud's rampant, and I believe it's both parties. And unless people start voting out the establishment, Republican or Democrat, they're going to have the same kind of crap coming down on them.
Well, I hope somebody is listening seriously to what I've just put on the table, and maybe somebody can figure out a remedy to this, but. This is a difficult situation we're in.
The remedy is to vote both of those sides out of office and interject. Vote for third party, even if it's, I don't care if it's communist. Don't vote for Republican or Democrat, with the sole exception of Ron Paul or Ron Paul followers, I would say. But because I think they're the only ethical ones out there. Alexander, thanks for your call. I appreciate
it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
I just like to go on listening to Elton John, actually.
Absolutely. I'm
talking all the time. Boy, I tell you, if I was independently wealthy, I would go to that kind. I'd buy front row seats to Billy Joel, Elton John.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wrigley Field.
Yeah, that would be
awesome.
Wouldn't
that be great? I mean, I don't know if I'd want to hear him if I was on the upper deck or, you know.
No, huh?
Well, it's just so far away. Yeah. But if you were right there. I remember seeing Billy Joel. Yeah, I can't remember the name of the club. It was a club in Schaumburg in the 70s, just after I graduated college.
Okay.
I saw him in a nightclub situation.
Wow, that's perfect.
You know, he was like 30 feet from me.
That's a perfect setting.
It was terrific. It was terrific. I saw him at U of I, too, a few years back, and that was great. And Elton John, best concert I've ever seen at the U of I. There's a couple of real talents from my generation. Okay, anyway, getting back to Freedom Rings, we still have an open line, folks. We got about 3 minutes, and it's open right now. So if you want to make a quick comment, now is the time. We've been talking about, abortion, ACORN, healthcare, and Iran,
And I guess, Mike, you and I just kind of, and Therese, we kind of said it all about Iran. Because nobody's calling disputing. I think the consensus here on this show is that if we intervene, we're going to make it worse. We're hoping for the best. It would be great to see a true freedom revolution happen in Iran. And if any country is going to do it in the Middle East, I think that's the one. They're really the most westernized country in the Middle East. Maybe except for the sole exception of Israel, possibly. Although I think their instincts are more capitalist in Iran, maybe, than it is in Israel, which it seems to me. The instincts are so socialist in nature. So it's going to be really interesting to watch, and let's just keep let's stay back and just watch this happen, hopefully not intervene. Who do we have?
I think it's John. I'm not sure, though.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to make a comment. You know the guy out there talking about the VA and how bad they are. I have a relative that is in Hines right now in extended care.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, that man is being treated with the utmost respect and dignity, unlike nursing homes.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. I hope that's true throughout the system. I've heard so many, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the whole department, I mean, it's kept, the extended care has kept really, really clean, and there's a lot of real professional people there. So, I mean.
From what I've heard, Hines is one of the better ones out there as far as VA care.
Yeah, so when that guy needs help somewhere down the road, believe me, he'll definitely want to go there. I mean, I know he's a veteran, so.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that out.
I appreciate your call, John.
Thanks.
All right, let's move on.
And we'll say good morning once again to Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ken, I just wanted to bounce on the Iranian thing real quick. We got to look at our American history. If it weren't for the French intervening during our Revolutionary War with troops and weapons and supplies, we would still be a British colony. So
I appreciate that, altered, and that's a valid point to make. It really is. That's a valid point to make.
If we're going to support freedom, we're going to have to look at it. I don't believe we should have gotten involved in Vietnam or Korea or stuff like that. But at some point, we're going to have to make that jump, because if it weren't for the French, we'd still be a British colony, and I know we're short, so I'll let you go.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And that viewpoint. Okay, this is from Mohandas Gandhi. We must be the change we wish to see.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.